Whether you're picking something up for your miss or for Miss Survivor, the best place to go is Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Miss Survivor finalist interview tonight with the one and only Sierra Easton, one of our three women vying for the title of Miss Survivor 2014. It is my pleasure to welcome her to our finalist interview. Sierra, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm so excited. Let's get this started.
Great. Well, Sierra, congratulations on your nomination for Miss Survivor, making it to the final three.
Thank you.
Yes. And we have lots of people. We've got 150 people watching this live right now. And of course, many more will watch the video of this and on the audio feed of Rob Has a Podcast. So all of Rob Has a Planet is watching this. So, but don't have any pressure.
No pressure at all. Okay.
All right. So
I can do it.
Sierra, tell us a little bit about this. This must have been such a whirlwind for you that not only, you know, your mom was a survivor, then you go back, you play Survivor with your mom, and now here you are nominated for Miss Survivor, the only first-time person on the women's side who's nominated against two people who are returning players. What has this whole experience been like for you?
It has been crazy. I mean, like, it's hard to even put into words. Like, going through the whole process of the show was something, and then coming home and then getting to share it all with family and kind of, like, I don't even say fame because I'm not famous, but to just kind of have people want to talk to me and, like, know about me, it's weird. It's really crazy. And then when I found out about this, I thought, oh, awesome. Like, sounds like so much fun. You know, let's see how it goes. I'm, like, was really bad at campaigning for myself. I think I would just, like, hit, like, retweet. I'm like, retweet that. That sounds good. He said that really well. So, but, and then to find out I was top three, I'm just so stoked to be a part of this all. And it's like you said, I am the one, I'm only gone on one season before. So I'm going up against Candace and Andrea, who are, you know, kind of veterans in this, and I'm the newbie. And I don't know if that's a disadvantage or an advantage for me. I guess it could be looked at both ways, but I'm just excited. I'm having fun with it.
So Sierra, has your mom given you any advice for the Miss Survivor competition?
No, it's funny. I called her a couple days ago, and I'm like, Mom, I'm final three. And she's like, what are you talking about? I haven't even heard. I'm like, come on. Like, you, what do you mean you haven't heard? This is big news here. So then she gets on, and now she's all into it. And now she's like, okay, what are you going to do? Are you excited for your interview? When's your interview? So now she's like all stoked. But at first, she didn't even know I was top three.
Yes. Was your mom disappointed that she could not also be in the final three with you?
I'm sure she was. I mean, she's, as you saw, like, through our season, she's very happy seeing me succeed, which I think obviously is a mother thing because I have two kids, and I'd be the same way for Layla or for Landon. Like, it's a greater feeling to have your kids do good than it would be for me to. So I think it's kind of one of those things for her where she's, like, so proud of me for being here. But, of course, I'm sure she wanted to be here as well. But she did good. What place did she get? Like, eighth, ninth? I don't know.
Yeah, she was right around there, right? I think eighth might have been right. So, hey, very good showing for both of the Moretz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
now,
it's awesome.
Now I hear some tiny coughing in the background. For those people who are watching or listening on the audio feed, you want to tell us who's there?
Yeah. So this I'll show you, and then for those of you who can only hear me, this is Landon. Hey, Landon, say hi.
Hello.
This is my little boy, and he's sad
Did he
and
say
grumpy
no?
right now. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
He said no. He's sick. So you might hear coughing, but we're taking care of him today. And so, yeah, he's really normally not grumpy, though.
Okay, well, Sierra, thank you for taking some time away from watching sick kids to do your Miss Survivor interview. That is real dedication and shows how determined you are to be Miss Survivor.
I am. I'm bound and determined to win this thing.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's very good. So are you excited for the upcoming season of Survivor and to watch it now as a Survivor alumni?
Oh, I am really excited to watch it. kind of feel like old news. Like, I'm like, oh, everybody's, you know, it's weird because watching my season, being in the hype and being like, oh, you know, what's going to happen? And now I'm like, wait, my feel like my season just ended and now a new one's starting. So it's like one of those things where I want to be back. Like, I want to be on the season too. But I'm really excited to see how it plays out. Like, to be part of a new concept for Survivor, the blood versus water, and now to see another new concept, the brains, brawn, and beauty. I'm excited to see how it unfolds, and I kind of have my theories on a few things. I have some of my favorites that I like right off the bat, and it's fun. It's fun to kind of just, I don't know anything, obviously, but just to kind of see how it all unfolds is going to be awesome.
Right. So now, if you were to win the title of Miss Survivor, tell the people watching what a Sierra Miss Survivor reign would look like.
Okay, I've been thinking about this. And I kind of, I know that there's probably some strategy to, you know, getting the title and things I should be saying or things I should be doing. But really, the more I thought about it, I basically, if I were to win Miss Survivor, I want to leave it open to, you know, the people who are voting. And I don't know if that's like the mommy in me, but I'm a people pleaser. So I want to hear, you know, insights from people and hear what people want to do and what people want from me. And like you said, I am dedicated and I'm ready. And I kind of want to just go off of, you know, the fans and the people and hear what they want and do my best to fulfill whatever they want to do.
Okay, so you don't have any specific campaign promises that you want to make at this point.
My promise is, you know, you guys out there, whatever you're wanting to have happen, if you want to get, you know, interviews done, if you want to meet certain people, I don't know. I'm ready to do whatever you want to do. So you just tell me, and I'm going to do my best to make things happen.
Okay, well, that is the spirit that we like to hear in the Miss Survivor competition. Have you gone back and looked at any of the previous Miss Survivor competitions?
Yes. So being new to this, I have heard about Miss Survivor, but I never really did my homework. So I went back and watched a few, and I definitely have to say that Chelsea's shotgunning the beer was one of my favorite
Yes.
moments.
A great moment.
I was like, that a girl that should have won her the thing anyway. So I don't know. I did a little bit of homework. I saw what people were promising, and I kind of just want to leave it open to what everybody wants from me instead of me telling you, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever you want me to do.
Is it intimidating to know that Andrea has been through this process before as a Miss Survivor finalist for 2012?
It's super intimidating. I mean, she's been through the ropes before, and you know, I watched her interview back, and she does really, really well. So I was already like, you know, taking notes, writing down, you know, pointers, and seeing what I could do. But both of the girls, Candace and Andrea, are great competitors, and I wouldn't really want to be up here with any other two people. I mean, I think they're very deserving, and may the best woman win.
Okay. Now, Sierra, so you know that we always ask our Miss Survivor finalists and our Mr. Survivor finalists if they have a special talent that they would like to show to the voting public. Do you have a talent that you'd like to demonstrate here tonight?
Well, okay, so that was the other thing that I was watching, and I saw you do that, and I'm like, this is kind of funny because in my family, I'm always saying I'm not talented because, like, I have one brother who's like way into sports and one brother who's very musical, and I've always been like not good at anything. My mom's always like, you're the best mom ever. So what I kind of did is I got together with a buddy of mine. His name is Otis Bushkauskas,
Yes.
and I wrote a little bit of a Miss Survivor rap.
A rap. Okay. This is an original rap. I don't think we've ever had this before.
And it's not very long, but it's just a little something. So I guess I can share that with you if
Okay.
you want to hear it.
Of
You ready?
course. Yes.
Okay, here it goes. It goes, I don't have to campaign. Y'all know I'm the bomb. You watch me on Survivor. I even voted out my mom. I'm gonna stop bragging, even though I could go on. So vote me Miss Survivor, and nothing could go wrong.
Okay, there you go. That's
Boom. That's
with
it. So you have. I have to give some credit to Oris because, like I said, he was like my wingman in the whole rap.
Okay, well, good job by yourself and Otis. Are you thinking about joining Otis Music as part of the band?
You know, after my rapping skills, I almost think I should call him back and just let him know, like, hey, you know, if you ever need me to come in and freestyle something, I don't know, maybe tambourine, cowbell.
Sure. Everybody needs more cowbell. yes. So, all right. So let's get into some of these questions. Of course, we have our finalist five. This is when we take questions. I asked people on Facebook today on the Robin the Podcast Facebook fan page. I said, okay, give us your questions here for Sierra. And so I have a list of questions here for you that came from the listeners, the voting people. This is like a town hall meeting. All right. So let's see. Let's start off with Scott Ellis, who wants to know, Sierra, to win Miss Survivor, you are going to have to dig deep. In what ways are you going to dig deeper than your two opponents to win Miss Survivor?
All right. Scott
Ellis.
I have to say, I love the dig deep thing because that might be my new life motto, winning that challenge. But I would just say in all ways. I mean, I don't want to keep bringing the mom thing into it, but I think being a mom makes you more determined. And, you know, I'm not throwing Candace or Andrea under the bus, but I know in myself that, you know, when things get tough and things get hard, I always seem to dig deep, scrape to the bottom. I mean, on my season, my back was up against the wall every single week, and I never gave up, and I'm never going to give up for you guys. Whatever you want done, I mean, I don't care what I have to do. If I have to go out on the street and, you know, make signs, wave my hands, I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to make it happen, and I just want the opportunity to prove to you guys that I can do it.
Well, if you do go out on the street and make signs, please take some photos of that and post them to Twitter, because I think that the voters would definitely appreciate seeing you go out with a sandwich board and trying to drum up votes on the street. Nobody's ever done that sort of guerrilla marketing.
See, and I'm all about that. First time stuff. We're going to get creative. We're going to get a little crazy, but we're going to make crap happen.
Okay, good. We like to see that. Okay, here is, let's do question number two. Okay, this is from Tyler Sloan. He wants to know, if you had a Survivor-related function to go to as Miss Survivor, but someone offered you a free meal of whatever food and drink you wanted to skip it, would you sit out of the Survivor function in order to eat?
That is a good question. I would say that would be tough because, you know, passing up food for me was always difficult, but it's just, again, going to go to show that I would throw that food aside so quick just to be, you know, at my spot where you guys needed me doing whatever needed to be done. So yeah, I would definitely pass up the food. I mean, I've gotten my fair share back here at home. I've put on a few pounds and I pass up the food.
You know, because the Miss Survivor appearance schedule is daunting. That's one of the reasons why we haven't seen RC that much this year. She's just been out making all of the appearances as Miss Survivor.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes, I was wondering that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good. So let's go to question number three. This is from Paulo Arago, who wants to know, given your recent notoriety, you are one of the few people that, in my mind, is guaranteed to come back and play again. With the opportunity, how could you, as Miss Survivor, promote Rob Has a Podcast?
That's great. That's a good question, actually, because I was just thinking about, you know, being all kind of bummed that my season's over and having it all die down, and then all of a sudden to have this Miss Survivor thing come back up, you know, I'm feeling excited about it again, and I mean, whatever we need to do here. I was thinking, I'm from a small town, Salem, Oregon. You know, it's not very heard of, but if I need to travel, if we need to start going, you know, different cities, interviewing, if I need to hop in my car, bring a video camera with me and start some, you know, Rob Has a Podcast, traveling, Sierra Easton, interviewing contestants, whatever. I'm down for a good time.
Okay.
I do have two kids with me, so they would be in the back seat as well with mom, but.
So you would take the kids in the car and go out and interview other contestants for the podcast?
Yes, I'm going to Utah to see Tyson and Provo. I'm going to go, you know, to New York City to see my Katie Collins. I'm going to go wherever you want to send me, road trip around the United States.
Okay, well, that's good. And I happen to know, I mean, that was one of the reasons why they wanted RC on this season, was because she was Miss Survivor 2013. They said, we need her. And then, unfortunately, it didn't work out. But they love Miss Survivor at CBS Casting.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Well, she was kind of cast for my season, kind
Yes,
of.
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why they did it, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, question number four. Okay, now they're getting tougher as we go along. This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Okay, question number four. As RHAP is a community for survivor healing, as Miss Survivor, would you be willing to engage in an RHAP podcast to settle differences with Eliza after the recent Twitter feud? Of course, now we're talking about from the podcast that we did where we made up fake tribes of Survivor Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn. And Sierra, you were actually cast on the Brains tribe, which did
Obviously.
Not go over, which did not go over so well with some alumni on Twitter, include and Eliza spoke out about this, and she was very upset. As Miss Survivor, would you try to heal the rift between yourself and Eliza?
Okay, I want to hit a couple things with this. I think as far as my duties as a Miss Survivor, it would be my obligation to encourage healing and a new friendship with Eliza. And I would definitely do that. But now I want to backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
As far as being cast on the Brains tribe and everybody kind of being like heated about it, Brains is a funny term. Are we talking mathematics? Are we talking strategy? Are we talking, I mean, there's a lot of elements to brains. So for Eliza to be so adamant about her not being cast, just, I don't know. It would be a hard thing for me to do, but as Miss Survivor, again, I would definitely reach out that hand, you know, get a friendship with her and throughout the whole Survivor community. I forget who it was, but on one interview, I saw somebody saying it might've been RC where she wanted to get feuds together on Rob Has a Podcast to like hash it out. I think
yeah.
that's a brilliant idea. Like,
yeah,
we need to do that.
And that never happened. She never did that.
Well,
that was
okay,
a broken campaign promise.
And with me, we will make that happen.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, it's tough to balance the Miss Survivor appearance schedule and then also appearing on Rob as a podcast. So that would be, you would take the dedication. Now, when you reach out to Eliza, would you call her or would you text her?
Ooh, I'm more of a caller, but if we need it on record, maybe I would text it. I don't know. I like to talk on the phone, and I think sometimes through text it can get like misunderstood.
Would you double check your text messages to make sure there were no typos?
Oh, for sure. Yes, I have learned my lesson. I'm scared to tweet now. I have to check the dictionary online and make sure every word is spelled correct every time I tweet from now on.
All right.
From that moment on.
Yes. Well, Miss Survivor needs to have good spelling. And also, Stephen Fishback is going to be checking your grammar from your tweets.
Perfect. I would also like maybe like weekly spell tests.
Yes.
Just to help me improve.
Oh, a spelling bee. Okay. Well, now you're giving me ideas for the debate. Okay. All right. So now, question number five, our final question in the finalist five. This is from Jacob Brabant, who wants to know, considering you voted out your mother, what kinds of vicious things are you prepared to do to Andrea and Candace in order to win Miss Survivor?
Whatever I need to do, blackmail, bribe.
Blackmail?
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I don't even happen to be on them. I don't know. That's a hard question. I mean, voting out my mom was kind of strategic. And so if I needed to strategically do something, I guess I would think of it then. But I think that Miss Survivor should be kind and open, and I would want to just kill him with kindness.
Kill him with kindness. Okay. So no, you have nothing underhanded planned for Andrea and Candace.
I have nothing planned, but if they do, I'm pretty quick to come up with something.
All right. And one final question from me. If for some reason it looks as though the Miss Survivor final vote was going to come down to a tie, would you be willing to draw rocks rather than share a three-way tie of Miss Survivor?
And man, drawing rocks is one of my favorite things to do. I would be willing to draw rocks. I would.
You would.
I think that Miss Survivor, as much as I would love to say it's a love fest and we all three can share the title, I believe that we should keep the tradition up of one person, and as vicious as it sounds, I think we should all go to Rocks.
So you would not want to be a co-Miss Survivor with either Andrea or Candace?
I'm not playing for third place.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, Sierra, thank you so much for participating in the Miss Survivor finalist interview. We're going to see you next week at the Miss Survivor debates. Will you be doing any coaching with anybody to prepare for the debates?
I probably should. I haven't thought about that, but as soon as I get off this call, I'm going to be online finding who could help me, you know, just up my vocabulary, couple spelling tests, do some history research, whatever I got to do. How long do I have? When is it, Tuesday?
I think Tuesday is what we're working on. We may have to switch the dates. We thought originally it was going to be Monday, but I think we may switch it around to the guys on Monday and and Miss Survivor Tuesday.
So maybe I could like get a hold of like Tyson or Hayden and we could like practice off each other or something.
Yes, that would be perfect.
Okay, great.
All right, well, Sierra, thank you so much. I do appreciate you coming on with us, especially with those sick kids taking some time out. Really, really great job. And if you want to follow Sierra on Twitter, it's at Sierra Easton.
Yes.
There you go. Yep. All right, campaign season
thank
is on.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Sierra. And for everybody else, we'll be back. Very busy day. Lots of Miss and Mr. Survivor interviews coming up Thursday. Big day. Malcolm, then Andrea and Candace. Check the schedule on Robin's website to find out when those are going to be. And we'll have plenty more as we continue finalist week here on Rob Has a Podcast. And to see all those interviews, subscribe to this YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Sierra, have a great night. Thanks to everybody who watched live, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.